I want to thank you for checking out another podcast of Ferocious Talk, where we ain't scared. My name is A1, and last week's podcast was really good. We talked about 8 successful black communities destroyed by white people, white neighbors. It was really good. Lots of good information historically, going all the way back from like 1863 all the way through 1919. So if you haven't heard that, get on over to Podomatic.com under Society and Culture. You can also find me at iTunes under the category Personal Journals. Now, want to shout out WeAin'tScared.com. WeAin'tScared.com. We're on a 10-city tour for Flint, raising money for water filters. We have merchandise, shirts, wristbands on that site. Portion of everything sold is going to go to continue that effort to send water filters to Flint. And as a result of that, WeAin'tScaredRecords.com. We Ain't Scared Records came out of that. We saw some really unique talent as we traveled across the country and really felt as if they needed even more of an opportunity to sort of shine, share their talents, if you will, with the world. So we released 3 songs this year, and we have a big slate of plans for 2018. Shout out Detroit. What's up? Detroit, D-Town, Motown, Motor City. All right, so we're going to keep that going. Also, Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. We're going to keep saying that. The only thing Black Lives Matter has ever espoused is just that. Black life matters, period. We're not better, we're not worse, we're not less than. And the fact that, again, as I say, I have to keep reiterating it, that people still don't get it. It is a problem. And if you are black and you cannot support someone saying support black life, you're worse than the worst racist. Self-hate is real, people. It's real. And if you're listening and you're suffering from that, please get over yourself. All right. Now, let's see. What else am I forgetting? Anything? All right. We're going to go and jump into today's podcast. And it is called White America Will Do Anything to Avoid Accountability. White America will do anything to avoid accountability. Now, as usual, this came as a result of my Facebook and social media exchanges with various people. I will not name them, but just know that some of the responses to certain things that are posted, it's really telling. You know, people may not necessarily come out and say that they don't necessarily agree with the support of black life. And they may say, give you the buzzwords of, yeah, it's important that everybody's protected. Yeah, it's important that black people speak their mind. But they never cross over into, I fully support Black Lives Matter because black lives matter to me. That's how you really tell. You know, people who say that they don't like racism or they hate bigotry or prejudice, as you know, when it comes to black people, if they're not willing to really push the boundaries, you know, really go that extra mile and say, yes, I support Black Lives Matter, then quite honestly, whatever else you're saying to me means nothing. All right, so let's go ahead and jump into it. And so I'm going to be a little all over the place. I kind of put some notes here on my phone, but you know, what's happening in America is now black folks are more vocal. Right. I remember, I kid you not, a year and a half ago when I started these podcasts, it was not popular to be talking about race or racism in the same way that now, a year and a half later, that it is. As a matter of fact, athletes weren't really talking about it as much. Not until Colin Kaepernick decided that it was important to take a knee at a football game. And then it was at that point that all of a sudden it was taken more seriously. Not that he started it. Let me be clear. This has been happening in sports throughout history here in the U.S. But ultimately, he was the spark, right, that relit the flame, right, and that turned into this inferno. All right. So let's go ahead and just continue on. NFL team owners, let me just say this. you don't own me. And this is the, you know, for the millionaires that are playing. You don't own the millionaires, the black athletes. They earn the money and you're not their slave master. So boycott the NFL, boycott the NFL. All right, let's get back to white America will say or do anything to avoid accountability. Let's see. So the podcast is actually going to be filled with the sound bites, right, that we've all heard in one way or another, right, of indefensible defense statements or, right, indefensible defense statements against why they should not have to answer to black people. Why basically white people, white America, I should say, should not have to answer to black people. Because nothing infuriates a racist more than having to answer to a black person that they view as inferior. Obama is proof of that BS. All right. Especially when they created the conditions that we live in. So let's go ahead and have some fun and get started today. Number one, fake news. Okay, this is a new tactic by 45 that has proven to be effective when you're caught in lies, numerous lies. Just say over and over and over again, oh, it's fake news, right? They say I groped somebody, fake news. They say I grabbed them by the, that's fake news. They catch me on camera, you know, they catch a photo of me with my hand down a little girl's, you know, skirt or up a little girl's, no, that's fake news. It's completely fake and false. So nothing is ever true when it is a negative perception or storyline. Here's another one. Black on black crime. This goes to the statement as it relates to Black Lives Matter. Whenever black people get to a point where they start pointing out facts that become indefensible or indisputable about our oppression in America, no matter what is said, well, what about black on black crime? Well, what about black on black crime? It's always misdirection instead of dealing with the issue at hand. Number three, well, you know, black people are thieves. Oh, you mean like you that stole millions of hours of free labor from slaves and never paid a dime for it? You mean like that kind of thief? Is that what we're talking about here? Number four, that was then, this is now. Okay, so could a rapist say or use that as a defense after years of raping a woman? Your Honor, that was then. This is now. I was so much younger. It was 10, 20, come on. That was then. This is now. Would that work? Really? So stop saying it. Next one, number five, can't you just move on? I mean, really? Well, could you? Stupid. All right, number six, you need to focus on the future. The future of what? Right? Everyone says, and you hear that. Well, you just need to focus on the future. The future of what? What's that expression, right, that we all have heard? You can't know where you're going till you know where you have come from. So they always want you looking forward and never back. And I understand why, because there's so much bull in the back that you don't want us to have to dig that up, because then you have to do something about it. All right, number seven, give it time. Just give it time. I cannot tell you how infuriating that whole thing is. So I walk into a doctor's office and I have a broke leg. Give it time. Okay, but what else are you going to do to heal? I mean, what does that mean? And I'll give you another example. If you were trying to cook something and the directions on the box, on the back of the box, said turn on the oven or place it in the microwave and give it time. Really? You would think the maker of that food product was crazy. And you'd be right to think that. It is crazy. Telling us to accept, meaning Black America, to accept or do something you would never do or accept. Like we're stupid. Give it time. No thank you. Oh, or here's a good one. Nothing positive comes out of focusing on the negative. Nothing positive comes out of focusing on the negative, really? So we can get ourselves out of our conditions with the power of positive thinking? How about this? I'm positive, you're a moron. How about that? All right, moving on. Number 9, we couldn't possibly pay $1 trillion in reparations. We would be bankrupt as a country. But you can find $2 billion a day to fight wars in Iraq and Afghanistan for 6 years. $2 billion a day over some nonsense. Miss me with that. Number 10, stop looking for a handout. You mean like you looked for a handout, right? By not paying wages for hundreds of years? That's a handout. You took whatever you could without earning it, without deserving it, without working for it. You took that. That was a handout. Number 11, well, look at Obama. He did it. Oh my God, that's so friggin' infuriating. So one black man rises to the top out of hundreds of millions and is supposed, and that's supposed to eliminate 400 years of other black men that didn't make it to be the president. So we have to become president before you see us as successful? Is that what I'm to understand? Because that's really how I'm interpreting it. That we have to become the president of the United States in order for you to recognize us as successful. Really? Dumb. Stupid. All right, number 12. White folks never, and I mean never, want to tell a black person, you know what? You're right. And just leave it at that. Just say that. You're right. Give the validation and STFU. Shut the up. Just say you're right and leave it at that. But they always have to justify or explain away the brutality, which tells me they feel guilty because someone that has no guilt would just say, you know what, Mr. Black man or Mr. Black woman, you're right. You're absolutely right. Everything you're saying makes sense, and you are right. Oh, this is another one. Oh, my gosh. And you're going to, anyway, it wasn't me, so I don't have anything to do with it. Wow. Again, not even willing to acknowledge that it was their ancestors that perpetrated the crime, right? But let those same ancestors that passed down money, homes, cars, and land to those same people that say it wasn't me. And you know what they'll do with those, the homes, the car, the land, the money? They will take it gladly as if they were there, okay? As a matter of fact, they would say it's rightfully mine because I'm in there because I'm their relative or family. And it was passed down generation to generation, right? Then they want to be associated with the past, right? Then it's okay. Then, yes, that's me. That's mine. Yeah, that's my great, 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 great grandpapa. Really? They gladly accept ownership of the plantation land that their great, 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 whatever passed down. So when it's convenient to your position, you're good with it, right? Then it was me, right? Yeah, that's mine. That's mine. And I accept full ownership and responsibility. You can't have it both ways, right? Now, granted, you can try, right? You could try, but you cannot have it both ways, all right? Now, here's number 15. They call you racist for calling them racist. I love that one. You tell them, well, that's racist. Well, no, you're the racist. It's you. You're the one with the problem. Wait. So let me give you an example of what that's like. That's like me seeing that someone's house is on fire. And I tell them, yo, bro, your house is on fire. And then they say back to me, no, man, your house is on fire. Wait, what? Just not even trying. It's indefensible and ignorant that you would just rather sound stupid rather than understand the reason why you're being called a racist. And for the record, Black people cannot be racist. We cannot. We can be prejudiced, but we cannot be racist. Racist is something, or someone, I should say, a group of people that has power. We have no power in with creating laws, enforcing laws, the economy, right? We don't have that kind of systemic power. So we cannot be racist. Okay, we can be prejudiced, and in my opinion, rightfully so most of the time, rightfully so, based upon the environment that we have to live within in America. And some people say, well, are you saying that you condone it? Look, I condone you being honest and having a real reaction to oppression. And the reaction to oppression is, it's BS. And I'm going to defend myself and tell you, yes, you need to stop. And as long as you don't, and you have not stopped, I'm going to keep telling you, you need to stop. You're racist. Stop the practices. It's just dumb, and it makes no logical sense. Now, those are just a few of the examples, right? That some, and I got to throw in there that some white Americans, right, will say in response to Black Americans, when Black Americans are telling them that the United States is racist, it is oppressive, and it is not friendly to Black people. Police brutality, Jim Crow, redlining, slavery, sharecropping, you name it. It is not friendly. So I had to go on record, right, and make sure that my list was recorded. And I'm certain that at some point I may record more. But I want you to really stop and think, right? The next conversation that you have, you know, and this is to the non-Black listeners. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. That the very next time that you have a conversation with a Black person and they talk about oppression, because oppression is just not synonymous with the United States. There's oppression of Aborigines in Australia. There's oppression of Black people in Israel, right? America, the UK, right? Immigrants that are leaving certain parts of Africa, right, to escape the poverty, right, and that are immigrating outside, right? There are real lives that are here. And before you start to respond with, well, you know, everybody's got it tough, or it's hard for a lot of people, allow that person to express their pain, right? Because there's nothing worse than having a conversation with a white person who has never been oppressed, never will be oppressed, and they want to try to tell you how you should deal with your oppression based upon how they think they would deal with it, when they have no clue and they will never, ever be oppressed. You're operating in theory. You're operating in, oh, well, if it was me. We're operating in, it is me. Let me say that again. Most white people that listen to Black people are operating in theory about what they would do if it was them faced with this hateful oppression in America. And they want to try to tell us how we should deal with it. But the truth of the matter is, again, Black people are actually dealing with it. So you cannot tell us how to deal with it because you never have. And truth be told, you never, ever will. All right. Well, I want to thank you for checking out another podcast of Ferocious Talk. You got some good food for thought. My name is A1, and we ain't scared.